7:06 a.m. We'll be joined on the Newsmaker line at 7:15 by Congressman Tim Burchett, but now joined in studio for the full hour by our very good friend, all-star panelist, my former boss at PJTV, Academy Award-nominated screenwriter, novelist, great mystery writer, and senior editor at the Epoch Times, Roger Simon. Good morning, Roger.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. And you have a terrific column up late last night, the headline at Epoch Times, "What Happens in Tennessee Does Not Stay in Tennessee." I love that headline.
We've all been to Vegas.
I'm going to read the first two sentences, which are both questions, and then I'll get your reaction and tell about the rest of this column. First question, what do Senator Rand Paul, Newsmax's Sebastian Gorka, Blexit's Candace Owens, and country star John Rich have in common? For that matter, what do former first daughter Ivanka Trump, former ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and fifth richest person in the world, Larry Ellison, have in common?
Well, the answer is they shot from the hip by backing either Robbie Starbuck or Morgan Ortegas for the fifth congressional district
for
in
the
Tennessee.
GOP nomination.
Yeah,
for the when GOP you say
nomination.
Shot from the hip,
for well, what may de facto have been the office, although you know it won't be quite as much of a. As a Donnybrook, I don't think for the Republicans, as is predicted, it will certainly probably be a Republican winner. So the primary was the election, effectively. And these two people, for different reasons, although one primary reason of the carpetbagging, but for other different reasons, had no business being running.
And they were removed from the ballot. Or they, to be specific, they were removed from the ballot by the Tennessee Republican Party a couple weeks ago. A hearing of an adjudication committee of that state executive committee held on Tuesday, a majority vote, 13-3, voted to keep them off the ballot, keep both Morgan Ortegas and Robbie Starbuck off the ballot because they failed to meet the standards set out in the Republican Party bylaws, which, by the way, were adopted in April of 2019. That was 3 months before Robbie Starbuck registered vote in Tennessee and 2 years and 6 months before Morgan Ortegas registered to vote in Tennessee.
True. And also, you know, I know, you know, when you write a piece for something like the Epoch Times, which I do four times a week, you know that there are going to be people writing in opposition to you in the comments. And I think in this case, I haven't seen them yet. This piece just went up maybe 20 minutes ago, that there will be a lot of people because there are a lot of people, particularly with Starbuck, who became kind of devotees of the man because he has charisma. And we'll be saying that this is unfair because the people should decide. But A, there are rules, but B, the people didn't know what the man was really about. That's a second phenomenon. And also, I believe, I know a couple of members of that committee that voted the SEC, and I certainly didn't talk to them about what their votes should be. That's not my place. But I know them to be highly moral and constitutional people. These are not
these are grassroots people, everyday people who are earnest and sincere. Do this job; they don't get paid for it. They do it because they love Tennessee and they love our country.
And I think probably they felt they were in an unfortunate situation. They didn't want to be, you know, judge and jury on these people.
Yeah, but the problem these bylaws came about because in Tennessee we have open primaries, and that sometimes candidates come up who really aren't Republicans, and the bylaws were set back in April 2019 to say you have to have voted in 3 out of 4 of the most recent statewide primaries to get on the ballot. Neither of these candidates had, and the decision on whether or not they were vouched for as Republicans, anybody could argue they were vouched for in the appeals. But the decision maker in this was the 17-member committee, and 13-3 they said, no way.
Right. And, you know, one of the candidates, Starbuck, lied to you directly you know, in this room. So, it's, you know, there's the old phrase of 18th century British law, falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus.
False in one thing, false in everything.
Everything, yeah. And, you know, we live our lives and we realize that.
Hey, when we come back, Roger and I were going to interview Tim Burchett, Congressman Tim Burchett from Knoxville. Tim is always interesting, great turner of phrases, so you'll like that, Roger, about him, and a very good guy. He'll be with us right after the break.